This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Caribbean getaway.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes you through the world of tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek like no other. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi, and heading for a vacation in the sunny Caribbean without my co-host, Craig Stepp. Sorry, Craig, maybe next time. I've recently been on a Caribbean cruise aboard the Carnival Valor, just what the doctor ordered in the middle of winter. You know me, I don't relax while on holiday. I took along my portable recorder, digital SLR, and video camera to bring back some memories and get some cool stuff for you. In true Technorama tradition, this is not going to be your standard show about the topic at hand. We are not going to talk about the delicious food on board, how fabulous the snorkeling was, climbing Mayan ruins, or the wonderful entertainment. What do you think this is, the Travel Channel? No, we know what you want. You want the info on the ship's navigation systems, the engine room and propulsion systems, on the onboard network and communication systems. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, let's start out with a tour of some of the ship. Come on. We are standing here in the atrium of the Carnival Valor with Matt. How are you, Matt?
Very, very well. How are you?
Very good. Matt, tell me what is your purpose, your role on board the Valor?
I have probably the best job on board. I am a part of the entertainment team, which means I get paid to have fun. I walk around, I do the activities, make sure people are having a good time, and that is probably the hardest part of my job. It's good. I'm a social host, so it's my job to be sociable.
All right.
People have fun.
Where are you from, Matt?
England. Birmingham, England.
Birmingham,
yeah. Right. Right in the center of England.
I think I just heard a listener go, yay!
Yeah, they love it. Love it.
All right, tell me about the atrium. This is where people would normally board on deck 3.
Yeah, this is the embark and debark station. This is where they'll be coming on and off. And this is kind of the center of the ship. Lots and lots going on in here. We have the atrium bar, which is the best part of the ship when people come on board. They can start the drinking. In here, if you look up, if you look up, you can see basically up to deck 10 from here. And this is kind of an American theme. All around the atrium, there's famous people that have had a big part of the American history. Lots of faces up there. And also up top, there's lots and lots of pictures with the destinations of the highlights of America. We've got Miami Beach, Chicago, the Grand Canyon, New Orleans, right up top there, the pictures. Some stuff that you don't actually notice unless it's pointed out. Also, to the side of the atrium is where our guest services desk is. We've just changed the name, our guest services, which can basically help you with anything from sailing and sign cars to booking excursions. Whilst we're talking about excursions, on the opposite side, we do have your short excursions desk, which is basically where you can book your excursions to get the most of your port days.
Excellent. Now, I noticed the Valor is the 20th ship in the Carnival fleet. And they're up to 22, I think 23 and 24 coming out in the next year.
Next year.
And each ship has a theme.
Yeah.
And the theme of the Valor is?
This is about heroes of America.
Okay.
American
okay.
history. And you'll see that as we walk around the lounges, each lounge is dedicated to a Pacific hero.
And there, the artwork in the stairwells, I mean, there's one of Louis Armstrong, and then there's Scarlett O'Hara. You go up another level, and it just, if you keep your eyes peeled for this, it does jump out at you.
There's a lot of history, awful lot of history. But we'll get around to that and have a look and see what's going on in each lounge.
All right. Any other highlights you'd like to share with us here?
In here, if you look at the floor, the flooring is all the American flag around, which a lot of people don't actually notice. The floor is the American flag all around. And we have the American bird, which is the eagle, which is all around the room as well.
It's all around the ship. I mean, every elevator has
and we have a dedicated room called the Eagle's Lounge, which is dedicated to the American bird.
and liberty bells all around the fascia. Just very, very beautiful when you walk into the ship and you're greeted with this. There's a nice light and dark wood dance floor that we're standing on.
We have a great band that play in here as well. We have a lubby duo, so they're here all night long, which are situated on the stage here, and they play a night, and it gives a good atmosphere. It's nice for couples to come in and have a little bit of a dance.
Now, tell me about the sail and sign guard. You told me about that. What is the purpose of that?
Basically, it's to prevent cash. It's like a cashless system, so you don't have to worry about carrying cash. You come on, you can either attach it to your credit card or you can put cash on as you come on board. It's also your room key and also like a signature for us to know if you're off or on the ship. So basically, your sail and sign guard is probably the most important document you will carry on board the ship. So it does a bit of everything.
Do you have people that lose them?
An awful lot, yeah. Which is why we have our guest services, because that's who will replace it. That's who will replace it.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
The Iliad is an ancient Greek epic attributed to the poet Homer. The saga recounts the siege of Troy and the struggles of warrior heroes, including Achilles, Hector, and King Agamemnon. The Iliad and the Odyssey, Homer's other great epic, are considered to be among the greatest works of literature in Western culture. Carnival Valor's classic library is decorated with murals taken from ancient Greek vases. Characters from the Iliad are central to the artwork in the room, as are elements from Greek temples and models of Greek ships. The room also features wooden cabinets accented with copper.
It's actually quite popular. It is quite popular. We do get a lot of books in and out of here. People use it as a games room as well. Nice big tables to play cards on.
Oh, yeah.
Cards on.
There's two larger tables, a 7-8-seater and a 4. Some benches, some small tables. The very much the Greek theme with the murals. There's some warriors doing battle over here. It looks like the kind of stuff you see on the vases with that orange blackish look to it. And now the ships on top, are they just models of Greek warships?
I do believe so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a Greek history major, as you can tell.
So much.
Even looking at the ceiling, there's panels that have that same kind of Greek art look to them. Not a terribly large room. Interesting carpet I hadn't noticed before, but it's kind of a mosaic inlaid look. That you always have to look around for the details on this ship.
There's a lot that passes you by that you don't actually notice. A lot of naked statue pictures as well.
Yeah. Be careful when you bring your kids in here.
Yeah.
They're likely to learn something.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. And you know, just, I was commenting earlier that just the planning of the whole ship. I mean, somebody's got to have the vision for this. What is this library going to look like? And then go out and make it happen. The materials and the paintings and commission people to get this stuff done. Just it boggles the mind sometimes.
Yeah, you can imagine it goes. I think they pick the theme of the ship first. And I've seen a documentary where the guy has actually created. He's actually done the themes on most of the ships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does a lot of work for Royal Caribbean as well, I do believe.
So, wow, that's just an amazing process.
A large team to do it with.
And they're doing it right now. The Carnival, the Dream is coming online?
And then the Magic, yeah,
Dream
next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a couple in progress, and somebody's probably already visioning out more down the road. It's interesting, with the economy the way it is, vacationing doesn't seem to be slowing down at all.
No, we're going to get busier and busier, hopefully. Keeps me in line.
So there are soon to be 24 ships in the Carnival fleet, but Carnival also owns some other lines as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We own Holland America as well, and Norwegian. They're spreading out big time. So,
I think I saw, 79 ships and something like 134,000 cabins in the whole fleet. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of vacation dollars people are spending on this.
The Americans love it, and we're getting quite a lot of people from Europe, especially in Miami, more so than anywhere. I mean, I've done quite a few ports, and more so than anywhere in Miami, we get a lot of Germans coming over,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Italians. So, and we get the odd Brit here and there, which makes me feel like I'm back at home.
It's really interesting to, you know, just ride up and down the elevators and hear people. I mean, some were chattering in Hebrew and some were in German. It's just, I had no idea what they were speaking.
Yeah, and the beauty about being out in Miami is that you learn. I didn't speak any Spanish before I came out, and I'm learning quick.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
For the employees, or?
More so for the guests, yeah. Oh. Yeah, a lot of the crew will speak English. If not, they learn it very fast. But more so the guests. A lot of guests come on board that only speak Spanish.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
All right, shall we move on?
This is Richard Garriott.
Lord British.
Private Space Explorer. You're with Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Chuck and Craig at Technorama.
The Carnival Valor is an impressive ship of 952 feet long and 17 decks reaching up 236 feet high. Her total displacement is over 110,000 tons, and at 116 feet wide, she's too big to fit through the Panama Canal. She can take nearly 3,000 passengers and nearly 1,200 crew fully loaded. The Valor is modeled after her sister ships, the Conquest and the Glory. She was christened on December 17, 2004, and has been sailing the Eastern and Western Caribbean almost continually.
Okay, Matt, just outside the Iliad Library, we are where?
We are at the Photo Gallery, another hotspot of the ship. Basically, as you can see, all around the walls where the pictures are displayed, we have random people around the ship that will stop you and take pictures. A lot of, if you ever take a cruise, you'll notice the worst time to take a picture is when you come on board. And the photographers are right there as soon as you step off your shutter butt saying, hold it, smile, smile. And basically, no obligation to buy. It's a really good deal. You take as many pictures as you like. The only problem is people will see those pictures, so don't get a bit too much out of control with those pictures. So this is our photo gallery, and we're open all day, every day, apart from when we're in port. And you can pick up those pictures, your portraits from Elegant Night. So you can get some really nice pictures done. And they're professional photographers as well, so you can they'll tell you just how to pose.
One of the comedians on board was pretty funny with his... He had very cruise-themed comedy. And he was saying, you just traveled all day. You step off the plane, you've got your kids screaming and yelling, and what's the first thing they do? Hold it. Squeeze together. And they take that picture, and like, oh my gosh, there's a good picture. And then even getting off the boat, getting on the boat, there's always like somebody on shore in costume, or you mentioned Elegant Night. I think there were probably a dozen photographers up and down deck 5 and taking portraits. And there were two Elegant Night or formal nights, correct?
Yeah, we have two Elegant Nights of cruise. The first one a bit more formal than the second, which you get to meet the captain. So meet the master of the vessel on the first night. And the second one just gives you another opportunity to dress up. And on both formal nights, we have our two review shows. So we have two great Las Vegas-style shows as well. But the photo, as you said earlier about, they're often on the ship. They have like a theme, like today in Mexico, if you saw them when you got off the ship, they were stood there with the maracas and dressed as Mexicans. So it's it just gives you a good memorable experience to where you were when you took the picture as well. But also the photo department, they don't just take photos. I mean, you can buy brand new cameras on board, digital cameras. You can buy your SIM card, your batteries. We also offer, as part of the photo department, a scrapbooking service. So three times a week we do scrapbooking with one of the young ladies, another young lady in my team. And we come down and we teach you how to scrapbook. And then you can get all your scrapbooks and your stickers and stuff from the photo department. So they do quite a lot.
Wow, and here I thought it was just walking around and picking up some pictures.
You can do your developing on board as well, so which is fairly cheaper than you'd do it on land.
That's encouraging, because I know that some of the prices are a little more on board.
Yeah.
Except for the alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah, they know you're going to buy it, so they could put it as whatever they want, and you'd still buy it.
Now, we were in one of the shops the other night and noticed that there was, what was that, about a 3-gallon bottle of... whiskey or something, Steve?
Three quarts.
3 quarts, but you're only allowed to take 1 liter back with you. What's the purpose of that?
That's so you pay taxes on it. You will pay taxes on that.
That was huge. I'm sure you're not going to drink all that in 1 week.
Well, they buy it. When you buy alcohol on board, you can't actually have the alcohol until you leave anyway. It gets held until you get off, which encourages you to buy alcohol from the bars, which is good.
Okay.
So
Steve knows about that, right? He just said, I just bought a $6.25...
Di Serrano,
and came back and said, well, I could have bought a whole bottle for $22. Matt, just a few feet away, where are we? We're looking on this long corridor. Where are we?
This is a long walkway. This is promenade deck. So basically, this is kind of the spot for the nighttime. This is where you kind of head to on the nighttime. This is where you'll have your casinos, your bars, your coffee shop, a lot of entertainment, your live bands, the disco, everything goes on along this place. This really lights up at night.
Now, behind us is something that's not really nightlife. It's a small desk says Carnival Sea Miles. What is that about?
This is our onboard credit card. So you can earn Sea Miles points. For the first purchase you buy, you get 5,000 bonus points automatically. And you can kind of get yourself a free cruise for the more you spend on it. So it's a good little program that we have running through Carnival. And not only that, you can use it on any cruise ship.
And then it's just like a regular airline miles credit card where you earn miles, and after so many, you can cash in for a trip of some type?
Yeah, and people do. You earn, the people that take so many cruises a year that are frequent cruisers, it really benefits them. It really does.
Yeah, I am a repeat cruiser, as is Steve, our cameraman.
Do you have a Sea Miles card?
I do not, no. I'm working on a Starwood preferred guest card at the moment, but
we're going to work on Chuck getting a Sea Miles card then. That's what we're going to do.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, we've done this a number of times, and if you're spending the money anyway, you might as well put it towards something you enjoy doing.
Exactly, exactly. But not only that, this desk is also used for our destination shopping specialist, which is probably, along with my job, another one of the best jobs on board. This person, whoever's appointed at the time, gets paid to take people out shopping in port and get them the best deals. It's as easy as that. I mean, they do a lot of informative talks throughout the cruise while we're at sea, telling them where to shop, where not to shop. Carnival has recommended stores ashore, which is where you can purchase something and feel comfortable that if anything was to go wrong, if the diamond fell out of your ring, that Carnival would take care of it and get it sorted out for you.
Is this Rudy?
This is Rudy, yeah.
I've seen Rudy on TV talking about all the shopping and the deals and things.
He's probably the number one in the fleet as well. Fantastic guy. So he's only until April as well, so you have to come and see him before you go. But, he gets to work with a lot of ladies all day, which can't be a bad thing. It cannot be a bad thing. And take them shopping.
That's a good job.
Yeah, it's a very good job.
Shogun was the title of the hereditary military commanders of Japan who overtook the emperor in the 12th century and ruled the country for about 700 years. Only in 1867 was the last shogun forced to resign, restoring sovereignty to the emperor. Every nook and cranny of this elegant, innovative casino mirrors the beauty, pageantry, and romance of old Japan. The gaming hall almost feels like a pagoda, with Japanese murals, wood columns, and displays of samurai outfits.
These statues were actually brought in from Japan themselves.
Wow.
They were brought in, and I think they're over...
They're authentic.
Yeah, they are. They're over $1,000 each. So there's a lot going on in here, a lot of detail to design in here.
Oh, there was one that was wearing an orchid lei and glow string glasses the other night. I think it's gone.
Some of them get dressed up nicely. They do. And you'll be surprised how many people actually stand next to them to take pictures or even try and pose as one of these statues.
I think it was this gray one down here. He's been undecorated.
Yeah, but this is... everyone loves a casino, right? So this is a very, very busy spot on board the ship. This opens at the slots open at 9, the tables open at 10, and they will go until early hours of the morning.
I'm not much for casinos, but I was in here the first night. played for a few hours, broke even. That was my goal, so didn't lose my shirt. My wife, on the other hand, came up about $300 in the black.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's paid for a couple shore excursions.
The tables will work for you. We have, we have good offers. We do a lot of slot tournaments, a lot of blackjack tournaments going on in here. The chance to win BMWs. And it sounds like one of those things that, no one's ever going to win. We actually do give quite a few away, considering a lot across the fleet, like not so much just the Valor, but across the fleet, we give quite a few away.
So it's there is some element of chance here to win something big.
And you have the ding dong of the casino. So outside the casino, we also have a stage where we have a promenade soloist, and he goes by the name of Jeff, and he's basically a one man band. So he will play anything from 60s rock and roll to 90s pop music. Great gentleman, very very talented.
He is. Every time I've walked by here, he's very good. He's got a little bit of he's a one-man band, but he does have an accompaniment machine to fill in the other instruments and things that he does.
Yeah, just to help him out, because I can imagine he can't play absolutely every machine instrument at the same time. But great guy, and then plays good music, takes requests as well. So,
and if you want a visual, if you've ever watched the television show Eureka, he looks like Henry a bit on Eureka. At least I think so.
Oh, I've never seen Eureka. I'm British. We're going to walk past one bar here. This is your casino bar. So just to make it nice and easy when you're sat at the slots, that you can come over and get a drink. It's quite busy at night time around here, because we have the promenade shows. We have Jeff there playing. So a nice little hang spot before they make them.
There's a 3-4 foot Statue of Liberty in the middle.
Yeah.
So, everything is...
The American flag all around the bar.
Oh, yeah, there it is again. And it's under our feet as well, the tiling. Again, one of those things, where do they get that much tile?
They worked hard on this. They did.
The other thing I was thinking about is, things break down or need replacing after a while. I was up in Rosie's cafeteria area and was thinking, chairs break every once in a while. Is there a warehouse of spare parts for each ship and motif?
Yeah, we have a group on board that, we have engineers and people that fix things. If things are broken, then they will sort it out. But also, every 4 years the ship will go into dry dock. So we just did a dry dock last February.
Okay.
So I was on here then, and it's quite interesting to see. We had the big screen fitted then, which we'll see in a little while. We had some new jacuzzis put in. We had everything was just basically refurbished.
So every 4 years,
every four years, and
we get a refit of some type, upgrades and touch-ups and things.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they'll just make sure we're still sort of up to standard and everything's looking good still.
Does that also coincide with safety inspections and Coast Guard? That kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You want to make sure you're safe, not only well decorated, but safe.
Are you safe with us? We're professionals.
All right, and we've got two desks in front of us as we stroll down deck 5.
Okay, so a lot of people. This is a new concession that we have on board. This is Carnival's future Carnival Vacations, and basically this has only been in place for probably 6 to 8 months, and a lot of people were coming on board and saying, how can we book our next cruise, and having to wait until they go home. So what we have done, we've brought in a new team, a new program, and you can actually book your next cruise whilst on board. And if you do so, you get a $200 onboard credit straight onto your sail and sign card.
Well, that's a nice little incentive.
Yeah, so it's good. And you can book up to, you can book now for in 5 years' time, up to 5 years.
And you don't need to know your itinerary. You don't need to pick a ship. You don't need to pick ports of call. It's sort of like, put it in a bank. I know I'm going to do it anyway. I might as well take advantage of it.
It's good because a lot of people will be cruising again with Carnival within the next 5 years. So it's a good little program that we have going there. It's good benefits for the guests as well.
This is Dr. Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics, author of the new book, Physics of the Impossible. Yet, I can't even figure out Technorama.
Coffee drinking is an important part of the social culture in the United States and around the globe. Formerly considered a drink for older adults and available only as regular or decaffeinated, it is now a trendy beverage enjoyed in coffee houses and at home in a variety of flavors and formulations. More than 50% of adults in the United States drink coffee, consuming an average of more than 3 cups per day. Guests who crave a jolt of caffeine will gravitate towards the Java Cafe, a European-style coffee shop and patisserie on the promenade deck. The whimsical interior decor features shelves filled with jars of coffee beans and polished brass bar with exposed screws. The bar is accented with cups and saucers, recalling the shape of an Italian espresso machine. Other decorative elements include white crockery, while miniature glass block tile lends a subtle shimmer to the elegant yet casual space.
This is my favorite spot on the ship. This is the Java Cafe, the Java coffee shop. And let me tell you, we do the best milkshakes and cookies in the world on board this ship. You can get anything from cappuccinos to mochaccinos to coffees to cakes. You need to, this is part of the visual where you need to put in is a picture of the cakes just so
people
can see.
I have a picture of the cakes. I've had, the cheesecake is unbelievable. I had one slice of cheesecake. Now, here's for the listener. A normal slice of cheesecake is maybe, what, an inch and a half on the fat end?
You get a good 3 inches, don't you?
This is 3 inches and it's like 2 stacked high.
Yeah.
This is a slice of giant cake. And I ate it all in one sitting. I was buzzing for about 2 hours. Steve could attest to that. They said, you can't eat all the other, you're going to give yourself diabetes or something.
They're very generous with the slice, which is what I was surprised at, because you'd expect it. They want to ration it.
$2.
It is.
$2.
Dirt cheap.
Monster thing.
Dirt cheap. And they make everything here. Absolutely everything.
I'm going to have to try the milkshake. I think that's on the...
You do need to try this milkshake. It's good. Made with pure ice cream and milk.
I hadn't thought of that. I didn't even see it. We were attracted to the cakes and things. And...
yeah, but no, this is this is a coffee shop. But we have, this is where they make everything. But we have another two of these situated around the ship, one on Lido deck, one also in the lobby bar, which will just make you the basics like the coffee and the mochaccinos, just simple things that they can make elsewhere around the ship. But if you want the specialities, this is where you come.
I'm on a first name basis with Laura, the attendant here. So she sees me walk by and says, Laura, I need some cheesecake.
Yeah. That's after 5 days as well, and she knows your name. That's bad.
The promenade is always a buzz of activity during the evenings. They make a great place to socialize before and after dinner. Because there are so many people on board, dining has to be done in 2 shifts.
The reason we have different dining room seatings. We have an early, which is like 6 and 6:30, and then a late, which is 8 and 8:30. And this is just to facilitate people with families. A lot of families that have children won't want to be having dinner at 8:30, which will finish. It's normally a 2-hour dining seating, so which will finish at 10:30. By that time, their child's probably going to be asleep at the dinner table. So, which is why we also offer 2 shows every night as well. So early people will go for a 6 o'clock dinner and then an 8:30 show, or an 8 o'clock bingo and then the show.
And this gives a nice place to socialize and meet people, either as they're coming or going,
yeah,
at any one of these... you know, coffee tables, drink tables, and there's always people buzzing up and down. And we mentioned formal night earlier. Oftentimes, there's several photographers up here.
This is where you'll find the photographers. This is where everything, after 6 o'clock, this is where everything takes place. This is a walkthrough to get anywhere. Absolutely anywhere. So
it gets congested in here a little bit sometimes, too.
You get up to 1,000 guests coming through at any one time, especially after dinner when they're making their way down to the theater.
All right.
The Caboose is a multicolored video game room and teen club that offers a playful railroad theme centered around the legendary Casey Jones. Folk hero Casey Jones was a railroad engineer who drove the Cannonball Express from Memphis, Tennessee to Canton, Mississippi. When Jones's locomotive collided with a freight train on April 30, 1900, Jones stayed in the cab to apply the brakes. He was killed, but his heroic actions saved the lives of the guests and crew. In the club, cabooses abound in all sizes and colors. Floors are simulated railroad tracks made of polished steel. The dance floor features colored LED lights, and there are even crossing gates with flashing red lights. tables and bar stools resemble old train wheels. A huge model locomotive dominates the middle of the bar, and an electric train runs around it through a plexiglass tunnel.
15 to 17 year olds only, which means no parents. No parents are allowed. This is the teen hangout, basically. Teen hangout. We have quiet seasons in here, but come now, which is coming up to spring break, and over August, this place will pack out very much so.
Now, it's called the Caboose. It's obviously got a train theme. There's a train running around the bar. There's a big, huge, what would that be, a 440, whatever they call it. I'm not up much on trains, but there's, they go by the big wheels, smaller wheels, drive wheels, whatever it is. A relatively small engine, but the model is probably 3-4 feet long and a couple of feet high. Nice model. We've got inlaid kind of train tracks running around the floor. The dance floor is lit up with those, so it's there's no question what the theme is in here.
It is indeed. It is.
Pretty popular place, though.
It is, yeah. The teens love it here. They have their, as you see, their wall of fame, so they take all their pictures for each cruise. They'll have a big group photo at the end, so they can take that home and see who they've been hanging with. And then as you move further around, we have the arcade as well. And we have big screens in here for the... this is where they also have big Wii competitions, the Nintendo Wii.
Oh.
So they'll have the big Wii competitions in here as well. And also the... is it the Rock Star? What's the Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero, yes. And Rock Band, yeah. A lot of fun
still
with those.
Still waiting to play that.
Pretty popular, huh?
Yeah,
you're waiting to play it? You haven't played that?
No, I haven't played it yet.
Start out on easy.
Yeah, I've seen people playing. It's there's a lot going on with those buttons at the same time.
It's a lot of fun. It really isn't as complex as it looks. I've got it at home. My 13-year-old daughter can, you know, just kick my butt every time, but I still have fun.
Yeah, it's the kids will always be better. But here's the as we're going through, we're going through the arcade. We got all the virtual games with Need for Speed, and we've got all the gun games, which are...
See, air hockey, this place just wraps around. This is phenomenally large. I was surprised how big this area is. And you said it gets packed around spring break time, which is coming up soon.
It is, yeah, a couple more weeks. And I think it's so big that they can hide from their parents, because you'll often find children hidden under the air hockey machines, hiding from mom and dad.
You got to check that out on debarkation day.
Yeah, we got people hiding everywhere. Toilets, air hockey machines.
They don't want
to leave once they're with us.
Now, we're coming towards the exit down a corridor. Most of this background noise is all just arcade games. There's some classics in here, too. Combo games of Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga. Space Invaders and Quix, two of my old favorites. So, you know, too bad that limited to 17 years old, or I'd be playing some of those classics as well.
We can get adults. We often get adults come in here and have a play. They do. This is we kind of have the arcade as separate, so adults and can come in, and under the age of 15 can come and have a little play as well.
Yeah, they call them chaperones.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hoover Dam, folks. My name is Charlie, and I am the number one dam guide at Hoover Dam. It's been a pleasure taking this group around and showing them the parts of this marvelous engineering structure here. Take it away, Chuck.
Evoking the excitement of the space age is the goal behind the decor in the One Small Step Dance Club. The hero here is Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon. Walls are black with starlight designs. Overhead, the darkness of night is punctuated by depictions of the stars and planets of our solar system. In fact, Carnival uses Hubble telescope photographs to create the planetary print for the ceiling, lending a touch of technological marvel to the whimsy of the One Small Step. In addition, table bases and bar stools look like 50s-era rocket ships, complete with fins. The floor is white marble with inlays of granite to mimic the surface of the moon, complete with footprints, and ceiling lights create shooting stars. It's one of the most innovative club venues at sea.
this club, the more I look at it, the more I see. At first, you just walk in, and it's kind of this bar with a dance floor, round area. But then I started looking up.
Yeah.
And there are lights across the ceiling in linear fashions, crisscrossing in different directions to look like shooting stars. The lighting fixtures are big circular images of the planets. We've got an Earth, we've got a Mars, and it's really neat. The more you look, the more you see in here.
This has got everything from the moon rocks. We've got Neil, well, not his actual footprints, but we have footprints all along the floor and along the bar tops.
Tabletops.
Yeah. We have planets. If you look up, we have the planets. And when this is at nighttime, when this is like dark and everything's lit up, it really does make
It's a neat atmosphere.
Yeah, it's kind of, you're in space. So it's good. Very, very good bar. This is probably, after over the good 5 or 6 ships I've worked on, this is probably the best decorated club by far.
It's neatly decorated. It's very popular too. Yeah. I mean, it's always hopping in here.
Yeah, we've got a great DJ on board. We always have good DJs on board. So it's very nice.
Even my wife has dragged me in here a few times.
Really?
And of course, someone, you know, asked her, "Hey, you want to go dancing?" So yeah, I've got to go dancing a little bit.
Can't let her go to the club on her own. She's not allowed. Definitely so.
A lot of these clubs also double as small venues for ship talks and things. I mean, you were mentioning the future vacation tours. They had a talk in here last night just on that. So it makes for a nice venue for some of that
stuff.
We
got a lot of private groups come on board. We've also got a singles group at the moment. In the daytime, this isn't used so much by us. So we offer it to the private groups to do their functions. And we every Sunday, you're guaranteed that we'll have a wedding in here. Also on Cayman and Belize, we probably have a wedding during the day. They have the ceremony or the after party in here. So.
Now, I've got a friend who does a podcast called Insight Cruises Newses, and a lot of the cruises will have seminars or educational. You mentioned other groups doing this stuff, and he records a lot of those things. So it could be a group of astronomers or a group of, you know, doctors, and they will record that and play it back. He had a series of one that was on podcasting, so of course that's why I started listening to him. He's also an author and podcaster. Do you have people come in and do those types of talks, and is there recordings going on for those, or is that up to the group?
Yeah, it's kind of up to the group that will sort that out, but I'm sure we do. I'm sure people bring them along with their group so they can do that.
Although there is a general French theme to Genies, Carnival Valor is comfortable inviting wine bar. Even those who might overlook the obvious signs will have a hard time missing the sculpture of Joan of Arc mounted on a pedestal behind the bar, and the paneling featuring the saintly lender's coat of arms. Classic accents include French red stone, red and white marble, gold leather bar stools, and a shelf-like ceiling embellished with gold leaf. Joan of Arc was a heroine in the Hundred Years' War who helped free her country from English rule. After the English captured her, she was tried and burned at the stake. But the verdict was reversed in 1456, and she was canonized in 1920.
But this is our wine bar on board, quite elegant. Get all your martinis, all your fine wines from here. It's barred by one bartender who the guests actually get to know by the end of the week. You get your wine and cheese from here, so, and some fruit. So it's a nice little hangout spot, a lot quieter than most of the bars on board.
Again, interesting architecture here. It's kind of a double semicircle. There's an inner bar and an outer seating area. Nice wooden countertops with inlaid shield type decorations, with just lots of detail in here.
They went to a lot of work with this, and it's very as I said, elegant. I like it. It's a nice little hang.
And there's a sculpture just behind the bar. Must be Joan of Arc or somebody on a horse. Can't quite see it from here, with sword raised high. I'm not sure if the feathers on the head belong there or not.
I think it says New York on the feathers. Is that what it says? Yes. It says, I can make out the words New York on it.
Let's take a little step closer. This warrants investigation. Minimum age for alcoholic beverages, 21 years. No, that's not right.
Oh, no, it says happy Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. It's been there for a few weeks.
I can see the new. That's a perfect fit to her head, considering it's not a very big head. Definitely.
It's the New Year's horse.
Yeah.
And there's a flower or something in the tail.
There's a lot going on. This is like just the start to the sort of the three back lounges that we have, which is where we get the live entertainment.
Ah, well, let's go to the next one. Lead on. There's more to be seen.
Charles Lindbergh completed his famed nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean in 33 and a half hours on May 20, 1927, aboard his Spirit of St. Louis. He became a hero overnight. In 1953, Lindbergh was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his autobiography, The Spirit of St. Louis. He even had a dance named after him, the Lindy Hop. Carnival Valor's piano bar of the same name honors Charles Lindbergh, the first pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. That flight went from New York to Paris, and this charming room celebrates those destinations with an Empire State Building in polished stainless steel and an Eiffel Tower in brass, both crowned with a light. Further setting the tone are dark walls with starlights, model planes over the bar, and murals on either side of the room that depict Lindbergh-era New York and Paris. The ceiling is a map of the North Atlantic Ocean with lights tracing Lindy's flight path.
So a lot of detail in here. This is probably my favorite one.
There's a circular piano bar with a piano in the middle.
Which rotates.
It does.
It does rotate. So because it's bang in the middle, it's kind of so he can reach all the whole audience.
Okay.
So it's a good little bar, and there's the Empire State Building all around the sides.
Oh, yes. I hadn't noticed. And the there's an Empire State Building, but in the foreground, there's the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. In the Spirit of St. Louis replica above the piano, another one off in the corner that way.
It's
here.
From New York on one side of the room with the plane.
Yes.
And then you can see as it travels the map on the ceiling. So it goes across the Atlantic.
With the dotted red lines of where he went. This is nice. You really got to look up, down, and all around in this place.
This is a good one. This is my favorite one. It actually tells the story without having to think too hard about it. So if you don't know it, you will know it by the time you leave, definitely.
That is cool. Yeah, because at first when I walked by, I said, oh, this was just like the one on the Destiny where they had a circular bar. Yeah. Dave D'Amico was the piano player back then, some 10 years ago or so. And I didn't stop in and see the details. This is even the corrugation, kind of like the Quonset hut, like stuff around the ceiling and around the perimeter of the bar is very, adds a touch of that retro look to it.
Yeah, this is a great bar as well. It's this is our piano bar on board. We have Mr. Ron Pass, who is fantastic, a nice hang spot, and it's a bit more fun than what you'd think a piano bar would be.
These are a lot of fun. If anybody's been to one of these, I highly recommend it. If you haven't, you got to try it out. I've spent many hours in these kinds of places. Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
They're good. They're good. You stay here till late and you don't realize. But yeah, this is one of the back. Do you want to move around to the next?
Yes. Even looking at the tables, they've got that brushed steel kind of look that the Spirit of St. Louis had. They even say Spirit of St. Louis on all the tables.
Yeah.
So no sparing of attention to details in this place.
Technorama, 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 Technorama. Technorama, Chuck and Craig, 101 high five.
The Technorama, the Technorama, you make me be sedated. The Technorama, the
Technorama, you Technorama. 101-101.
This is Dr. Stephen Covey. Now back to Technorama.
The bald eagle that has come to symbolize the United States is the only eagle that is indigenous to North America. It was designated the national bird of the United States in 1782, over the objections of some, including Benjamin Franklin, who thought the wild turkey was more deserving of the honor. Today, the regal bird is protected in all 50 states. With an average wingspan of 7 feet, it's no wonder the majestic bird captured the fancy of early Americans and came to represent the American spirit. Nowhere is this more evident than the Eagle's Lounge in the back of the ship on Deck 5.
And it is your karaoke bar, or scaryoke, whichever one you choose to call it. Now, the theme in here, it's called the Eagle's Lounge, and the theme is all about the American bird, which is the eagle.
There's a big one right at the entrance.
There's four of them, a good six or seven of them around the room, life-size eagles, stuffed eagles. Well, I say stuffed, but life-size eagles around the room in glass cabinets. On all the tables, we have eagles. So, and this was the chosen bird by America. Chosen bird.
And there's a stage up front, like you said, we do a lot of karaoke in this place, but also we've had late night shows with the comedians. They've had their, this is a place for them to do their R-rated material.
Yep. We've moved it, I mean, we used to do the R-rated in the main theatre, but this is kind of more like a comedy club's layout
very
in here.
Much so.
It's a bit more personal with the guests, so it gives the comedian a bit more chance to pull the guests out. So,
and that they do.
They certainly do. We have some great ones that do that. So if you sit up front, expect it. Expect it. You're very brave. But yeah, great club. Nice comfy couches. Do you say couches in America? Is that a word?
Couch, city, yeah. Lounge. City, yeah.
One of those. I thought it was an English word.
Yeah.
So, and the leaves on the carpet.
Leaves on the carpet. I was also noticing the tables.
The feathers.
They look like you got me. The wood inlay in these tables is just amazing. At the semicircular ones or the two or three person, there's an eagle with. It's got to be four or five different types of wood in here.
Yeah.
That just make a beautiful image. I can't imagine. And there's dozens of them in this place. That they all had to be done.
You could count, if you want to count how many eagles we have in here, you're more than welcome to go for it.
That would be a good trivia question. Have you ever done, like, a scavenger hunt on board?
How many eagles we have in here? Oh, I could not even imagine. There must be thousands on board.
We were thinking there's just all these little details of the ship, and a scavenger hunt would be really fun. Oh, there's feathers in the ceiling that are molded into the...
You're making me notice stuff that I've never noticed before by looking at these.
Did you notice the missing speaker up here?
Yeah, we have a few. We have a few. It's to spread out the sound a bit. It is. So, yeah, but this is our eagle, so this is a... It's a nice big space as well.
It is. It's very big, and it works with the multi-tier things. There's hardly a bad seat in the house.
We were
sitting on the far side for a couple of nights and never had any problem.
Have you done any karaoke yet yourself?
I have not.
No, you should.
No,
you shouldn't. No.
You know, my problem is I always find a song, and as I'm listening to it, I think I could do that because I've got a bit of a higher voice, and I would have to do Bee Gees or something.
Yeah.
But then when I get to the point where I think, oh, I should do that, I can never remember what song I was going to sing. Oh, the words aren't a problem. It's what was that song?
Yeah. I don't sing. You don't. Oh, I do actually. I sing tomorrow night. The last night I'll be on stage singing.
We'll be sure to get that.
To look forward to.
Inspired by entertainment icon Josephine Baker, Carnival Valor's Jazz Club, Paris Hot, looks and feels like a cabaret. Walls lined with glass tiles shimmer like pearls. Bar stools and table bases resemble stacks of pearls. The floor is white granite with inlaid images of bananas, and around the room are exotic zebra wood panels. Over the center of the room, the curved ceiling is painted like a shade of pearl. Neon lights give it a rose cast.
You'll always have a rock and roll band, and there will always be a Filipino band. And if you've never heard Filipinos play or sing, they are amazing. They're just amazing. They probably have trouble speaking English, but make them sing it and they will master it.
No kidding.
And this is, her name is Josephine Baker. And she was, this is kind of like, it's meant to be like a jazz bar.
Okay.
It's a jazz bar. So this is by Josephine Baker. She was a famous singer back in the 20s and 30s. And she actually moved to France to do some kind of racial campaign. So all these statues, which were a bit creepy around the room.
They are a bit creepy.
This was her outfit that she used to wear. She used to wear like a banana skirt with pearls. We're actually missing some of the pearls, which I've noticed over here.
Someone I thought those were added later. So they've taken the pearls. Yeah. I thought they were contributed.
The pearls are all around here. So this is what she was known for. And you can see like little things like on the tables. These are actually big pearls here.
Oh, okay. The stand of the table is big. They are. I was noticing the
back of the chair
inlaid. Yeah,
the carpet is pearl.
Very nice.
So it's a great bar.
Another nicely inlaid wooden floor, circular. This is a bit more intimate club.
Yeah.
Smaller stage, not as much seating, but it's still very, very much attention to detail on you know, ceiling to floor. Mm-hmm. Everything is.
There's a nice big pole in the middle of the dance floor that's not meant for pole dancing, but after a few beverages, you will find that not so much the ladies, but more the men will decide. There you go, right there. More the men will find that they are now professional pole dancers.
I said it's a big fat pole. Was that for the big fat people to dance with? But not many people thought that was funny. I like the, I didn't notice before, but the iridescent tile work on the back wall. You got to see the light catch it just right.
Yeah, you can really see on these bar stools the pearls and stuff on there.
Oh, yeah.
On them. But it's very, very beautiful.
And again, this is another one of those venues where you have the private groups.
Mm-hmm. All of our back lounges can be used by private groups at any time as long as they're available.
Okay.
So they do their own seminars. I know the spa will do seminars, like weight loss seminars and things. They will do it in there. So.
We didn't talk too much about that. You've got a spa up on deck 11, 12,
yeah,
somewhere
it's
up there.
Deck 12.
And what are some of the types of things that someone could look forward to from that spa?
Oh, you could look forward to anything from foot massages to Indian head massages to hot stone massages to acupuncture. They do apps. They do such a huge array of treatments up there. Great place. And also the gym. So if you eat too much buffet, you don't have to feel too bad, because we have a great, and it's quite big, a huge gym up there that's available.
It is. They have a spin class that goes on in there. There's
a lot of
treadmills, just many, many things going on. A very well-equipped gym. Those have gotten better over the years, too, I've noticed.
Yeah. From when I was on the fantasy class, there's a big difference between the gyms that we have now on the larger ships.
Well, how long have you been with Carnival?
I've only been with Carnival two and a half years.
Okay, and you said you were on the fantasy class, and the Valor is which class?
The Valor is Conquest class.
That's right. I remember that now.
Hello, and welcome to Technorama.
It's got a silicone skin that fits like a glove.
The only thing that's exposed
when it's all tight and sealed up, even if you put in the wide body adapter, it's still too squeezy on the silicone skin. There is a little rubber trapdoor. It's a very thin membrane, and it impedes absolutely none.
Every once in a while, you know, raise it up or take it off and clean, you know, around it. But I love it. I love that rubbery silicone feel. However, I would always feel like it's going to slide in my hand with that chrome on the back.
It gets pretty slippery, especially if you've been eating Cheetos or something. Your hand gets a little greasy. This has a nice grippy feel, and you know, you could go out in the rain with this would be completely protected because it is practically watertight.
This is Barry McNulty from We Energies, back to Chuck and Craig at Technorama.
Two of the United States' legendary presidents are recognized in Carnival Valor's magnificent twin dining rooms. Both venues feature candle-like chandeliers and a color, pattern, and decor that offer colonial feel with contemporary elegance. Banquets are separated by beveled glass and wood carved in a Chippendale style. The main dome of the ceiling has a larger version of the chandelier set on gold leaf. What differentiates the two rooms are the illustrations on the walls, images of Washington in one room and Lincoln in the other.
It does have that colonial feel. There's mirrored portholes on the facement between the upper. There's two levels to this dining room. We're currently standing on what is almost like a balcony with tables going around it on the second level, and very ornate railing carvings and chandeliers galore out here.
Yeah. There's lots of chandeliers. Great food. Great food. If you like food, this is great. Yeah,
you can attest to that.
Yeah, a piano in here as well. So you get the a pianist in here on the occasional nights that will come in and play while you dine.
Even the waiter staff, they do entertainment during the meal times. Oftentimes they'll sing a song or a dance, and the crowd gets into it. You could have a 200-person conga line wandering around.
They like singing. They're good entertainment, right? It's not just a dining experience. They try and make it fun as well. They do. They try and make it fun. Have you had the Two Shoes song yet?
No.
Happy Two Shoes to you.
Two Shoes?
Yeah.
We heard birthday and anniversary.
You should. Well, that's their version of the birthday one. If you ask for it, they'll do that for you.
That's pretty good.
They'll do it.
We had a couple next to us, and the two or three tables. This was towards the end of the meal last night. That had an anniversary, so we sang it, and then somehow the waiter staff got a hold of the news, and they sang it again. Oh, these people were just embarrassed beyond all belief. Yeah. It was great.
No such thing as a quiet meal on board. There really isn't. But this isn't just the nighttime restaurant. You can come up here to dine in the mornings as well for breakfast and also at lunch.
That is neat.
Yeah. If you don't want to dine up on the buffet, you can come down here and have a proper sit-down meal. So, but you'll feel it at the end of the cruise that we should weigh people before they get off and charge excess.
I weighed myself before I came on board. I know where I'm starting from. And, it's odd. I even with that big hunk of cheesecake, I don't think I'll gain more than 2 pounds on the whole thing.
Oh, you'll see with that cheesecake.
Very beautiful. And right outside is a hanging sculpture of another eagle.
Yeah. They're everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
I can't help but think about the engineering it takes, not just for the sculpture, but there's some rather large supports going on here with a rocking ship and everything. I mean, that's got to be an architectural challenge as well.
You don't want that falling on you. It's, the lights are amazing on it, and it really lights up because they kind of dim the lights a little bit more during evening time, mm-hmm. So it really does light up at night. It's quite nice to walk into.
It's got a beautiful like blue head and a golden brown wings with these shards of, I don't know if they're glass or they look like glass, coming out of them there for the feathers. So very, very artistic.
It's kind of the last thing you want to see when you come out of the dining room, some more food, some kind of animal to eat.
Looks like chicken to me.
That's going to do it for this part of the Carnival Valor. We'll have more. Stay tuned. I want to thank Matt for bringing us around the ship and telling us about the various locations. He was wonderful. Don't forget to check out the pictures on Facebook. You can find them in the Technorama Rama group. You'll find images from this audio tour and much more. If you like what you hear and you want to make any comments, stop by the website at www.chuckchat.com/technorama. Call us on the listener line at 206-222-2428 or drop us an email. That would be technorama@chuckchat.com. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing to get the show automatically delivered to you. It's quick, free, and easy. Stay with us. There's lots more great stuff around the ship, and we'll have a private talk with one of the senior bridge crew, one of the engineering staff, and the onboard IT manager. And we even get a short chat with the cruise director. Until then, a binary high five. 101.
Greetings. This is Science Officer Spock. And currently, there are no life forms available to take your call. But at the prearranged audio signal, please feel free to leave any verbal communication you feel is necessary. Live long and prosper.